최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간. Headline Korean. Keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea as we talk about the latest issues in Korea. All about Hallyu fans. Are you one of the Hallyu fans? K-pop, K-drama, K-cosmetics, anything?
오늘의 기사 한류 팬에 대한 내용인데요. 여러분은 요즘 어떤 것의 팬이신가요? 오늘의 제목이 이렇습니다. 세계 한류 팬 1억 명 돌파. 중국은 줄고 러시아는 늘어.
Over 100 million Korean wave, 한류라고 하죠, Korean wave, fans worldwide, decreasing in China, and increasing in Russia. So we talked about 세계, meaning world, on our reverse headline. 한류 팬이라고 하면, the fan is what we just use in the same way. 한류 meaning the Korean culture, the Korean wave, 한류.
1억 명 돌파 됐다고 합니다.
You're hitting 100 million people. And so 중국, China, 늘다 means to increase. Russia, decrease in China, excuse me.
중국은 줄고, 러시아는 늘다
is to increase. So according to the 2020 Global Hallyu Status published by Korea Foundation,
한국국제교류재단,
Their English name is just the Korean Foundation, but the number of Hallyu fans around the world exceeded 100 million. Now, the number of the Hallyu clubs worldwide reached 1,835 as of September last year, and the number of these club members was up 5.45 million from the previous year. So we're not saying that we have 5 million club members. We actually gained 5 million club members, and that's just an incredible increase, how we see more and more people are interested in Korea's culture, language, all of the above. So the number of members per group also increased by 2,000 people compared to the previous year, which indicates that the popularity is increasing around the world. So this is despite the pandemic situation, the Korean culture became the possibility to overcome language difficulties. So various platforms of these fan clubs are operated strategically and systematically, which are having different departments such as translation, interpretation, reaction, and cover dance, and things like that. So it's not just learning about the language itself. I mean, you can take a look at their interpretation, their translations, but also, you know, cover dances. I mean, the reason why, you know, Korea has been placed on the map is not only from, you know, the economy and the economics, but also because of the entertainment. So in Latin America, including, you know, Brazil and Argentina, active club activities are focused on K-pop and K-dramas. The number of members in the Americas rose 30% compared to the previous year. The Korea Foundation says there is a lot to move forward. It seems like more and more people are deciding to learn about Korea, enough so that they can join in on the clubs as well. In any case, that was our headline, Korean, learning more about Korea as well. We're moving on to our Korean exam with Jordan coming up in just a bit. Here is Blackpink, do-do-do-do.